It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
Welcome back to a very special episode of Retro Talk.
Special episode? Is this one of those 80s episodes where we're going to hide in a refrigerator box?
No. This is an episode where we're going to look through old wish books.
Wish
for
books.
For those that grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you may remember the JCPenney, the Sears, and the Montgomery Ward wish books.
And several other companies.
Yeah, there was a lot of companies.
Yeah, there were a lot of it did that.
Those are the three main ones I remember.
Yep.
And Toys R Us had a wish book, but it wasn't still as thick as what the JCPenney, Sears, and Montgomery Ward.
No. I'm here with Retro Rose, and we're going to be talking about all this fun stuff. This is the Bro Show, and we're going to be talking Retro Talk about what we loved in these books.
So if you hear the pages flipping, that's because we're actually looking through old wish books. And these aren't made anymore.
No.
These were something that was for generations before recently. Now everybody buys everything online. This is something that just doesn't happen anymore.
No, and they're so thick and they're so heavy. You know who you really felt bad for during this time when these were being delivered?
The mailman.
The mailman. And they actually made a joke in Cheers with Cliff the mailman in there. He's like, oh, it's Christmas. It's Sears Christmas wish list time. And he was like, his back was broken because of it.
I mean, there's books, honestly, that you don't see anymore, like the wish books, the phone books. That's basically the things that, you know, we grew up with, the people that didn't have internet when they were kids.
This is where you saw all the products that they might have offered to you.
And some of the wish books we're going to look at today.
Oh, yes.
Include JCPenney's Christmas 1976. And these prices are actually, I'm going to read what it says on here. Save this catalog. Order toys till August 13th, 1977. All other prices in effect till January 22nd, 1977. Unless stated otherwise. But, you know, and to show you how many pages are here, there's 329 pages in this book.
Well, I have the Montgomery Ward 1979 one in my hand here. And this one has 492 pages of just product all the way through it, including things from Intellivision, including things with Battlestar Galactica. And if I go further, I even see chainsaws. Chainsaws for kids. Okay, not for kids.
No, don't let them fool you. Not for kids.
But yeah. Oh my gosh. I just randomly opened up and I see, I got to look for the name here. So the way they would lay these out is they would put numbers or letters next to the picture of what it is, and then you'd look for that number or letter on that page and for the description. So I'm looking for number six here, and number six is the TI, or Texas Instruments Little Professor, which is the little calculator
the little
that
calculator.
Would teach
I
you
have
how
that
to,
calculator. I have that I do calculator. Too. Some of the things, too, I mean, it's not just, we always talk about toys and such, but there's more than that in here.
Yeah.
There's like, they have a JCPenney's, I'm looking through the JCPenney's book, and they have an 850-watt styler dryer.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's 1688, but it's crazy.
So
because
much
for those that aren't
off.
Seeing it, it's stuff that you have definitely seen from, you know, it's 1976. This stuff is like old school. And they've got clothing, like with bell bottoms.
Yep.
And jumpers.
Or
things that you would have seen. And they have a lot of, flannel wear. A lot of flannel wear back then.
Or if you need to get something for your dad, English leather.
They get English leather. And you know what else they have in this one?
What's that?
Flannel wear underwear.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to look at underwear.
They have...
There's a whole discussion about that.
And this one here, they have a men and women's underwear in this one I'm looking at.
Right.
The pattern is on the buttocks. And it's got a tiger on both the woman and the man's buttocks.
Wow. Okay, then. We weren't going to go there, I thought, but I guess we are.
This is the 70s. Let me say this. There's nothing bad scene in these.
No,
it's just funny things they had. And this is the 70s. Oh, Oh, and here's a Charlie Brown one. That's kind of cute.
There you go.
But that's not on the buttocks.
I'm looking. I actually found.
That's not on the.
I found this fun t-shirts.
What is that?
Fun t-shirts that say things like "One Wild and Crazy Guy." That's from Saturday Night Live.
One wild and crazy guy.
Another one. I'm his because he deserves the best or the finest. Let's see. Bowling with a strange cartoon. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. And that is such a 70s look there. Dude, this guy's wearing a green tweed jacket with a yellow corduroy shirt. Wow. I got nothing. This is not something I would have wanted as a kid even or as an adult or anything like that. You can even buy jewelry. But next to jewelry,
you can buy TV trays too. They've got a ton of TV trays in here.
Hey, you can be TV ET. Trays. You can get a speaking spell.
They had a lot of cool stuff back in the 70s and 80s, and this is just showing it. Like, I just saw a bulldog nutcracker. You put the nuts in the dog's mouth and crack them.
Okay, then.
Yeah. But, and everything we're looking at, I wish I could show you pictures. We might have to put some of these up on the website sometime if you go to WXPM's website.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll put some of these up there. So you can just see some of the crazy pictures we've seen so far today. And we do have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
You can follow Retro Talk. I probably can have Mike put some of these up.
I will put some of those up when we do the show here. And
yeah.
I'm looking through, and I found the video game cartridge APF 1000 TV game. You know, a video game system that everybody remembers that has so much. And it's in with the BB guns because video games and BB guns go together. Because why not?
And you're looking at 1981, right?
Yep. Now, I just came to a favorite page of mine, and it has Star Wars. So, this is 79, and this has the Star Wars toys from the first film, including a Millennium Falcon. Wait, number three. Hold on here. Number three, the Millennium Falcon. It has a bunch of figures around it, and it doesn't say that you get those. But you could get, back in 1979, a Millennium Falcon for $29.99.
Wow.
Like, you can get an X-Wing fighter for $11.99. Or you could even get a Death Star playset for a mere $21.84. Like, that is just amazing.
I mean, just to get to pay for something like that nowadays would be ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
What are you seeing?
Okay. There are pictures in my own personal stash and whatnot from when I was a kid of something I had as a kid, and I always forget what the name of it is. It is, and I'm going to show this to Retro Rose while we're about to describe it here. That ride-on toy right here, the space one.
What is that from?
It is a play school. I remember that much. Let's see. Number four. It is the Star Rider. From play school, and basically it was like a sit and spin, but it had a fake screen on it where you would shoot down bad aliens and stuff like that. And I had this as a kid. There's pictures of me with this. I will put that up.
Yeah, you have to put that up.
I will have to put that up.
Put that up on the main page.
Here, I'm going to read the description of the Star Rider to give you an idea of what these descriptions would be like in these catalogs for those who don't remember. So, I turned and I was on the Christmas 1979 Montgomery Ward catalog on page 403. The number four option is, the Star Rider is all you need for imaginary trip to outermost space galaxies. Realistic action, lights, and sound. How can it be realistic in going into space?
Can you even hear anything in space?
Yes. Set the scene as you create your wildest fantasies. So, okay. So basically you sit and spin on this thing, and you spin around and around. I guess the fantasy comes from you being dizzy?
By the time you get done, you'd be dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I see something I remember having as a kid.
Oh, what's that?
And it's not as exciting, but it says, wouldn't you like to live in a treehouse? Kenner's Family Treehouse.
I had that.
I had that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I had the Kenner's Family Treehouse, and I also have the Weebles Treehouse. I still have. I have, actually, the Weebles Treehouse at home right now.
Oh, wow.
Because I collect some of these. Like, I don't have enough room to collect all this stuff. But the treehouse I've been trying to get complete. It's hard to get So any listeners listening, if you have that, let me know. I've been trying to get it complete, but I collect a lot of the stuff that I had as a kid. There's also Digger the Dog. I had Digger the Dog as a kid, and my book is actually a little bit older than his. It's a 76, but Digger the Dog's in here. And let me see here. There's also another one I remember, and that's Answer Clock. And
it looks like,
no, wait, no, that's not the right one. Hold on a minute here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get it right here in a second. Yeah, it's Answer Clock. It looks like an owl.
Okay.
And it would come up with the time. You'd spin. I'm showing it to Mike right now.
I never had it, but I remember it.
You would spin the handles, and it would tell you, push the button, and it would tell you what time that was. Like, say you wanted to go to 2:45 p.m., you would set the hands to that time, and then you'd push the button, and it would tell you what time that was.
Oh, my gosh,
But it's shaped like an owl.
See, this is what we would used to do. We would sit around and read these catalogs, these wish books, and make our list.
Yeah, and when he says list, what he means is your mom or dad would give you a pen and say, mark off the things you want in here.
Yep.
And usually it would be half the book.
This is true. So I am digging through here, and the next thing I see that just stuck out to me is you have in this one from Christmas 1979 in Montgomery Ward, you can get Rom the Space Knight, and he's pictured next to the alien figure that was such a great toy idea for kids.
And Tony loves the alien figure, but I mean, it could be a whole new episode, the one where the family's taking their kids to see Alien. And
oh, I know. That's a whole thing. I mean,
but it is a creepy toy. My parents wouldn't have bought that for me.
And then on the page opposite of that, Battlestar Galactica toys mentioning the firing rockets.
Oh, wow.
Which is before they got pulled for firing rockets because there was a slight incident with a child that is a little disturbing to talk about. And it's why we never got a rocket firing Boba Fett.
Yep, it's why we didn't get that. And I'll tell you what I'm looking at. You're looking at the ones from the late 70s, right? Early 80s. I'm looking at the G.I. Joe Adventure Team.
What?
Yeah, from the 19... Well, it's from 76.
Okay.
So there's this one figure I've been wanting. It's called an Intruders, Enemies of the G.I. Joe Team.
Okay.
And they look like caveman guys.
Oh, my gosh.
But I love them. I love them. Let me see what number that is. Because whenever you would look at these wish books, they would have little blocks with the toys in them. And then they'd be numbered, like this segment would be 2.
Right.
And you'd look over to the side, and it had a full description of what it is. And they even have the weight of it, the weight of the item. And they have the stock number, and then they have the price.
Wow.
Yeah, like this, it says Eagle Eye G.I. Joe Man of Action.
Man of Action.
He's 0.50 pounds. And it's got the stock number. It says G.I. Joe, and it was $4.99. So, I mean, they have, like, different prices like that. And I'm sure it's, like, even in that one, right?
Yeah, same thing. And, like, I'm looking now at the, from Star Trek, the motion picture.
Oh, the motion picture.
Yep,
okay,
the electronic USS Enterprise. And they call it a detailed replica of that famous starship seen in a new 79 film. Electronically operated, its entire, it emits a warp engine sounds, as well as phaser firing sounds. And this is the one that I had as a kid. I remember vividly, it describes it as construction. Modular assembly lets your youngster make 5 different Starfleet vessels, meaning that the nacelles, the extended engine pieces on the ship, you could pull off and plug in different ports on the thing to make it different ships.
I'm looking at Star Trek on mine too, though.
Oh, what'd you find?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of different things I found. For $49.88... you can get the electronic phaser battle game, and it's a Star Trek one.
Of course,
so,
it
I
is.
Mean that's expensive actually. That's pretty expensive, but it's cool. And then for $19.99, you could get the communicator playset, which one part of it looks like on the ship, the communicator dashboard, and the other one is just the communicator they would have taken with them on the planet.
Yep.
So you would talk on the one, and it would go to the ship.
Wow.
So that's cute. That was from 76. But also on here is the Mego playset, which I do have a lot of the Mego sets.
Yep.
I love the Migos. They have the whole playset. Let's see what it costs for the playset right now.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to guess before you tell me.
All right, you can guess.
I'm going to guess that the Mego playset for the Starship Enterprise...
Now, this
Enterprise
is the Starship Enterprise, yes.
...was $24.99.
No. A lot cheaper.
What?
$9.97.
No.
And it was only... It even has the weight again. 3.5 pounds.
Wow. Kid can carry that.
$9.97. Yes. And how much do you think the figures cost?
They were like $2 or $3.99.
They were $2.97. You were very close on that.
Wow.
One. They have one here that's... And this actually goes with like... like those movies. Like the Towering Inferno.
Okay.
And Poseidon
Disaster
Adventure.
Movies.
This goes with that, though. They have this playset that it's a tower. It says Earthquake Tower.
Okay.
And I guess you put it together. It's 5 feet tall. And it's a rescue playset.
Okay.
And it's just, it's crazy. It's 5 feet tall, 40 pieces to it, rescue playset. And what happens is it shakes. It shakes because you're having an earthquake.
Okay.
And then you have all these emergency vehicles that come around it and everything. You've got fire trucks and everything. This is a really advanced playset. It's got disaster sound record.
Oh, wow.
So you
okay.
can actually hear
you play
like
that
the fire
in the background
trucks and
while
everything
you're playing.
Coming in. Yeah, it's. How much do you think that costs? It's 5 feet tall, mind you.
$14.99.
$17.98.
Okay.
You're still a little off. But it's right around that time period whenever all those disaster movies came
yep.
out. So that would be a fun toy to play with. I would buy that.
I would too.
I would so buy that.
I just came across one here that is definitely a toy I had as a kid. It is the Starbird. The white little starship
yes,
that you
yes.
could put up and down. It would make the sounds as if it were flying. But I didn't know as a kid there was something called the Starbird Intruder, which is just like the front part. On its own and all black.
Oh, do you know of it now then?
I now know of it. And also,
do you now know of it just now because of the Wish Book?
Yeah,
or
because of the Wish Book. I didn't know this
existed. Okay, so you didn't know it existed until just now. Okay.
Nor the Starbird Command Base.
Oh, wow. So now you know what to put on your real Christmas list for this year.
Well, that, and I'm also looking at this 40 chemical science set where you can, let's see, what do they call it here? Advanced chemistry set.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved that. I would have loved it.
I had a couple
set.
Of those as a kid. It was a mistake to give me those things. I'm just going to tell you. I had a lot of fun with those. Here we go. This is for all the kids who love rock. I had this. Okay. First of all, there is the Sean Cassidy guitar.
Guitar.
But even better, with strobe lights... The Bee Gees Strobe Phono. It's a record player with a strobe light and a microphone.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I would buy that, too.
I had that and played my G.I. Joe records
on
it.
I didn't have anything like that. I just had my dad's old Wildcat for records. But that's awesome.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
This here is what I'm looking at right now. This is actually something. Don't turn that page, Mike. I want to look at that. So what I'm looking at right now is definitely something that shows how you could get toys that seem harmful now.
Right.
But then they would, kids had them everywhere. This spin welder, and it's let kids weld models together. And it has like a little drill and everything where you would actually weld it together.
Hold on.
And it's like, I don't think that even, you couldn't even get that for a kid nowadays.
No, you can do wood-burning kits for kids now still, but you would give them an acetylene torch so they can weld things?
Yes.
That seems like
yes.
a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, the things that they made for kids back then, it was like, oh, yeah, here. And it's just like my Easy Bake Oven. I saw it in here a few minutes ago.
Right.
It actually had a light bulb in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how you baked your cake, was through a light bulb. So it was just crazy things that they had back then.
Well, I came across a page with a bunch of plush animals and a picture of Ward's, like as a Montgomery Ward's, Christmas animal show. Everything from Bugs Bunny to Big Bird to Sylvester from Sylvester and Tweety to even Snoopy and Woodstock. And these are great looking plush for 1979.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, there's even a Cookie Monster. Like, this is great stuff. I would love that. Oh, there's some cute dolls here, too, now.
And the prices weren't bad, either.
Well, back then, they were still expensive. I would be afraid to see what these prices would be in current terms.
They also, in mind, since it's the 1970s.
Yep.
They definitely have all the Mego guys, like the superheroes, Batman, Robin. They have the Justice League playset.
Yep. I think I just found the pinnacle of Barbie toys, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to take that book away from you in a little bit here.
I just found the 1979 version of the Barbie Dream House.
I had that as a kid. I had the Dream House.
And the van and her scooter. Yes.
I have to look for the Barbies in this one here.
Oh, I just came across them.
I haven't come across the Barbies in the 1970s.
Oh,
yet.
Let's see.
But they do have a Wrigley's Double Mint Chewing Gum Sleeping Bag.
Of course they do. Of course they do. This is great stuff.
Yeah, this is stuff that would have thrilled a kid back in the day.
Oh, there we go. Some of the games. Yeah,
and there's the play school Muppet Street playset.
I have that.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool. That's a cool set.
Okay, here we go. Now these were toys here. This would be on my list every year, and usually every other year, so I would get one. Slot car racing.
Oh, you love the slot car racing.
I love slot car stuff. They were fun. Like, that was some good stuff there. In the later years, like in the mid-80s, you would go looking for the ones that were the gravity-defying ones, where they would go up the wall and the ceiling sometimes, where you would build the tracks. For those who don't know what slot cars are, they're basically like Hot Wheel-sized cars that run along a track. They have a tiny little metal bar that goes into a slot on these plastic black tracks with two rounds of metal contacts that would run electricity through them, and they would run the engines in these cars so they could race with these little triggers that you would have. Oh, so much fun. Especially if you got it to fly off the track, maybe at your friend or something.
For those that are just coming and joining us, we're talking about the wish books, and we're actually paging through the old wish books from the 1970s, and 81 is the latest one we have. 81, 79, and 76.
Yep, I've got from 1981, so none of these are available anymore, from JCPenney. I'm looking through this next wish book here. And this one here, these things were thick. These things were heavy. This one has, oh my gosh, 588 pages.
And mine, I'm still looking at the 1976, the JCPenney's one.
Right.
But a lot of these, you think that it's all toys, but it's not. Through these wish books, you can also buy clothing. You can buy jewelry. You can buy shoes. You can buy TVs. You can buy microwaves.
Yep.
You can buy the very first VCRs they had in these things. So, I mean, there's a huge variety. But Mike and I are both collectors of toys, so you're probably going to hear us talking more about that.
Yep.
I will mention that I had an uncle that loved puzzles. Anything odd. And there's this one page that has challenging puzzles from 1976.
Okay.
And they look like things that my great uncle would have liked. They have like games where you'd put stars together and everything. They're plastic pieces.
Right.
And it looks very complex. It's not for kids. And this is what I'm looking at right now. But this is what this has. It has like a variety of things. You could even buy like bed sheets in here. Like you could get Holly Hobby bed sheets in here in this one. But there are ones like what Mike's looking at that you might have been able to get Strawberry Shortcake bed sheets.
Yep. I saw Strawberry Shortcake bed sheets and play sets and things like that.
Oh, and I'm looking at, not to cut you off, but I'm looking at the Fonz.
Oh,
the Fonz playset.
I just found Strawberry Shortcake.
Now, he's looking at the toys, the dolls. Yep. And I'm looking at a bedroom set that is just geared towards Happy Days.
Wow.
And it's got the Fonz on it. It says A, of course.
A.
Sit on it.
I just found the motherload of sleeping bags. And you can get everything from Garfield to Miss Piggy, to, again, Strawberry Shortcake, to Lifesavers and Oreo.
Oh, my goodness. Look at these. There's a variety of them. Well, you could even get McDonald's fries.
You could get McDonald's. You could be a McDonald's fry inside your own sleeping bag.
And they have like a page on mine where it's got like you could buy nuts, candies, you know, those meats that you could buy the Christmas selections. And I remember when my sister and I was kids, we'd go down there to my grandmother's house and cut all these out and pretend like we were grocery shopping.
Oh, wow.
We would have her little old Barbies and such, and we'd be pretending like we were grocery shopping and say, oh, let's pick up some Christmas bread. Let's pick up some fruitcake, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But I remember cutting all these out and playing with them just for fun, kid stuff. And this might have been one of the books. This is one that I have in our collection now, but this might have been one of the books we actually cut from.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't cut from. Oh, wow. I just saw something that, as an AV guy, I know that our engineer here, Mr. Connor, would even appreciate too. And that's some movie projectors that you would buy so you could run your own movies and play them in your home. For a mere $400, you can get a movie projector. To get to run 8mm, super 8 video tape. Wow, or film. I am so. Wait.
Mine's so old school. They actually still have 8-tracks in here.
Oh,
for
wow.
Those people that don't know what an 8-track is, that was kind of. I would say that was right before cassettes.
Yeah, it was the intermediary between vinyl records and cassette tapes.
Yeah, this has an AM FM stereo phonograph, one of those phone record players, as we would say, with 8-track player for $99.95.
Oh my gosh!
I mean that's top notch right there. They've got one here, a nicer one. That was the speakers and everything. It's $129, and it's got the 8-track too.
Oh my gosh.
With the record player.
You know what else you could order from the mail catalog here with your wish book?
What could you get?
You could get a chainsaw.
Oh, wow.
So if you're going with some Halloween shopping, you do it right here. You can get your Ash costume ready to go. Like, this is just some great stuff.
Yeah, I've got actually CBs on here too, where you can get a CB for your car.
Yeah. I used to have a CB radio back in the day.
My cousin did, too.
Okay.
He had one of those.
This, all right, I'm kind of back in toys, but it's like baby toys and things. And I have found a section where they have the pieces that hang in your crib as a baby, right? And I think I've just found the most frightening one ever. It is the Busy Peekaboo. When baby pulls the handle down on the clown's bow tie, the colorful clown hides behind his soft, squeezable hands. Oh, this would scare me if I were a baby. Look at this, Retro Rose.
Oh, man, that would scare me,
too. That would scare me. You know what? If they made this as the It Clown, it would be a bestseller today. Just saying.
I'm actually looking at stuff now. This is more for adults, too, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Bow and arrows, crossbows, shotguns. I've got 22s. Well, 22s aren't too bad. They got marksmans. Let's see. They do got the Daisy rifle. But they got a lot of weapons here that you could buy.
And look, Barbie's house is back on the market.
Oh, I know. You keep teasing me with this Barbie stuff. He keeps teasing me with this Barbie stuff. Can you guys hear this? He's teasing me.
I'm just
saying. Teasing me.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of cool stuff here.
Oh, my goodness. But they... That's why I'm saying when they have weapons and stuff, they had a lot of things for adults, too. It wasn't just wish books for kids. It was wish books for those adults looking through this, say, hey, honey, get me this. This is what I want for Christmas.
You'll notice where I'm staying at. And that's, I just found the Empire Strikes Back toys. Oh, my. Dagobah playset for $9.99. Where? There you go. You can get Yoda's home.
Yoda. Yo-yo,
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 Yoda.
Yo-yo, yo-yo, Yoda.
There we go. Oh, 8-figure sets.
Oh, I'm finding something that's kind of cool, too.
What's that?
It's the Muppet Puppets.
Muppet. I remember those.
The Muppet Puppets.
You could do, yes.
I would love to have a count. He's actually pretty cool in here.
There we go.
I would love to have a count.
Oh,
and,
here we go.
And they have Talking Muppets, too. Talking Sesame Street Muppets.
Wow.
It's got, says Bert O'Bert. And then they've got, this is what Ernie says. And the other one, Ernie and Bert says, I'm your best buddy. And they've got Oscar the Grouch says, I'm happy when I'm mad. I'm happy when I'm mad.
Of course he does. Okay. The most boring creative toy ever, I think. However, I see the appeal of it. And it is a beginner's rock tumbler. You would basically find rocks outside, throw them in this spinning canister, and let it spin for maybe 2 or 3 days. And it would just make them nice and smooth.
All of it. He's writing out the Connor in the basement's talking to you.
Oh, okay. So it looks like the dollar amount of $400 back in 1981 would translate into $1,400 today. That's an expensive projector.
That's telling you what the prices are. It's crazy.
That is some craziness. Oh, these are cute.
I just recently found this playset.
Oh.
When I was over at, for those in the area, I live near a place called Rinnaker's, and I just recently, I collect play school stuff sometimes, and I just recently found this Kenner's Tree Tots Amusement Park, and I just recently found that, so it's kind of cool that I'm seeing it in here.
That's cool.
And another one of my favorite playsets is the Weeble's Haunted House, and it's in here too. They're very cheap. It's like $11.88.
Oh, wow.
You ever notice that the prices are weird like that in the catalogs? Like there's $11.88, $12.88, $10.99. Oh, and here's one that's only, it's $9.69.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, the prices are kind of crazy.
So, I just found some decorating ideas for you. We can put some like carpet stuff on the wall.
Oh, I like that. Right? Yeah.
That is some good stuff.
I would love that.
Needless to say, there's like you said, there's some really interesting things that you can find. I see a bunch of really cool watches. There we go. There's some BMX bikes in here. I need me some of that.
Here's some more preschool stuff that I wouldn't mind having. Like the A-frame vacation house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love the A-frame vacation house. Play family camper.
Okay.
And these are all preschool because I've been getting into preschool a lot. Now, I mean, for those that listen, you'll probably know that I like Barbie, too. But this is another thing I'm really into. So you can tell we're having a fun time with us turning these pages. So we're actually going to have to go back to, even though we really don't want to, we're going to have to go to a break for a few minutes. Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
Okay, we're back with Retro Talk, and Mike was a Grinch.
I was a Grinch?
Yeah, you was a Grinch. You wouldn't give me that wish book back.
Oh, no, I'm still holding on to it, because guess what I found in the Christmas wish book for JCPenney 1981?
What did you find?
I found Christmas.
Christmas?
You can get Christmas trees.
Oh, my goodness. You just lost your order form.
No.
I don't know what that was.
You can get Christmas trees and doves and birds and, oh, my gosh, kind of everything you need.
You probably can get a Santa Claus costume, too.
Well, if not a Santa Claus costume, I just saw, there we go, a actual size Santa suit. Yeah, you could.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can get a Santa Claus. I'm seeing something else I got up in my bedroom now.
What's that?
It's the Hubbubs.
The Hubbubs.
They're little wild animals. Like there's a raccoon, there's a bear, there's a bunny rabbit, chipmunk. But they look like little characters, and they live in a little town.
Oh, I think I remember those.
Yeah, and you would twist the knob. They were preschool too, and they would go back and forth, move back and forth. I had them. My cousin had them as a kid, and I just recently got them at the flea market. For like I said, I'm a big collector of this kind of stuff, so
right.
It's pretty cool. Cool to see it in here. I'm going to get out of the preschool section while Mike talks about what he's seeing.
I just found Hobby Lobby, Holly Hobby.
And I'm going to go into the Barbie section because everybody knows that's my favorite section.
Oh, here we go. See, now this is back in my KB Toys days, I would actually pull one of these out and get them prepared for display. I styled Barbie's hair with those headsets.
Oh, I love them. I have some of them. Yep. That one there, Christy, though, that's the one I really want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been wanting to get that one and haven't gotten her yet.
Oh, my gosh.
The Christy head one.
Yep.
The fashion face.
Baseball kid. Oh, I remember this kid. He would actually toss you the ball. It was a standee.
Oh, I remember that.
That would toss a wiffle ball
at
you that you would hit.
That was out for years. Now in mine here now, I'm seeing Evel Knievel.
Okay.
They have all kinds of Evel Knievel play sets. The $6 Million Man, which is really cool. They have a wrist radio for a $6 Million Man.
I bet that's a relabel for my Dick Tracy toy.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, the Dick Tracy toy probably came out after. But they have the $6 Million Man, and then if you turn the page, they also have a SWAT set. And they have J.J. Arms, which I actually have the J.J. Arms. Tony's been wanting to get the SWAT set.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see what else. Oh, they have the emergency play set.
Yes.
Because this is from 1976. It would make sense that they would have the emergency play set. And they have Rookies play set. Cops show Rookies.
Oh, man. I just came across the Lego series stuff here. And where you can build, like, the old Lego sets and such. And it just got mixed in with the Matchbox. There we go. Look at that Lego castle.
Oh, wow.
With the yellow bricks.
My dad once made one of those. Not a castle, but he made a pyramid.
Oh, wow.
Out of Legos. It took him, like, a week to do it, but he just took his time each time he was off work or somewhere. We were on vacation, and I remember he used to love building Legos. I also see in here Stretch Armstrong. Yeah, I have that. And here, the Superhero Action Heroes playset.
I wish I had this as a kid. The Tonka series toys that came with their own action figures and everything, but you could also take the wheels off as if you were repairing them. You turned a little knob.
That would be cool.
Pull off. But I never knew. There was a hot air helium balloon set.
Oh, that's cool.
Not that it really
flew. It just goes to show that stuff is cool back then.
Yep.
And I'm looking at Space 1999.
Wow.
And that was from 1976, of course, too.
That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and they have a Lassie and Friends playset.
What
have the Long Ranger.
Is Timmy in the Whale? Is Timmy in the Whale, Lassie?
Timmy in the Whale? Yeah, I thought that's what you said. Timmy's in the Whale. Now, I see a lot of cars, so I'm going to skip. There is a lot of cars in here. There's Matchbox.
Yep.
And Hot Wheels. There's the Sizzlers. Now, I actually have had some of the reissues of the Sizzlers.
Okay.
I think they're cool. And for those that collect Hot Wheels, you'll probably agree, Sizzlers were cool. This might have been after the Red Lines ended, because it's 1976.
Maybe like a year, if that.
Yeah.
Or like there's crossover still.
Yeah, there's still some crossovers. But the Sizzlers were definitely cool. And then I go into the Matchbox toys, which were cool.
Yep.
Matchbox play sets.
I just found a bike you don't see every day for sale anywhere.
What's that?
Unicycles.
Ooh.
With training poles.
I would never be daring enough to ride on one of those.
No, I just came across the BMX bikes again, and oh, I would love to ride a BMX bike again.
They have some cool watches and clocks in here, though. They have Sesame Street Big Bird, Cookie Monster, and Ernie Watch, and then they've got, like, alarm clocks. They got Big Bird, and they got Cookie Monster, but if you look at these figures, I guess they're supposed to be, like, and for those that can't see it, I'm going to have Mike or Tony in the basement take a picture of these. They look like they're almost like they're not really the guys from the show, but they do look kind of funky. They don't even look like they're part of
They look like they're costumes. From the adjacent street, not Sesame Street, but Sesame Street.
Some other kind of street. Look at him. I'm showing Tony in the basement, so if I sound a little bit away, it's because I was in the basement.
She walked down the hall to see him. They're from Sesame Street, not Sesame Street.
Yeah, they're not from the same street, but they look similar. I don't know what happened to Big Bird's head. He must have got it smushed a little bit.
I think I actually found something I owned as a teenager It was probably just remade year after year after year, but I had this, and it was something I wore at least once a week for at least 3 years. Black skates with yellow wheels.
Oh, I
and
had,
I had this exact set.
I had the white ones.
Yeah, no.
With orange wheels.
Nope, I had the black one with the yellow wheels. That is the exact one I had. I wonder, if I send in the money now from this here, from this wish list now, can they deliver it for me? Can they go into their warehouse and see if they still have some in my size?
I found something that I would probably buy for Tony.
Oh, what's that?
And it says, only you can wear Smokey the Bear watches. See, I told you it was Smokey the Bear. I always say that. It says right here, Smokey the Bear.
That's the Mandela effect.
It says, Smokey, I'm going to show Tony in the basement. I'll be right back.
Do, 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 do. Well, while they're doing that, I just found the Intellivision priced down $20 to now only $259 back in 1981. I played this system when I was a kid. They have Major League Baseball. This is a system that had He-Man on it as well, one of the first He-Man video games. Yep, and then Atari video game, now only $149.95.
I'm coming back, Mike.
Okay.
Running back up the stairs.
Don't take my wish book.
So before we end the show, I definitely got to hit my favorite section.
Oh?
And that would be the Barbie section. But they do have a couple things I remember. Besides that, they have the Easy Bake Oven, which mine had a light bulb. They also had a Pizza Hut playset.
Oh, my gosh.
A Pizza Hut where you could bake your own pizza.
Of course.
A Holly Hobby. And they have the Pepsi machine. My sister and I actually have the Pepsi. It says it says homemaker, but you actually just put Pepsi in there, a liter of Pepsi, and you could just drink your Pepsi out of that. Kids thought it was a thrill.
The snow cone machine.
I have the Snoopy snow cone machine, but it's not in here. They've got a Mickey Mouse. But we did have the Snoopy one, and I had this. There's a playset in here, a kitchen playset. And I'm going to show it to the guys,
yep.
Although you can't see it. It's a little yellow one.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I had that playset as a kid. I remember it. My sister and I played with it all the time, the yellow set.
I just found a selection of VCR tapes that you can order, including Casablanca for $78.95.
Wow.
That's cheap.
That's cheap. Wow.
Let's see. Woo. The Bridge Over the River Kwai, $78.95.
Wow.
Ooh,
holy smokes.
Goodness. Oh, you know what? Here's a cheap one. The Nutcracker for $48.95. There you go. That's lower. Buck Rogers for $64. Wow. Okay, then.
I'm getting into the doll section. I've got, I know Sonny and Cher. I don't really collect those dolls too much. But I do have the Bionic Woman. And I have a Tuesday Taylor doll at home. And I've seen the Sunshine Family. But if I turn it all the way to the near the back of this book, there's the Barbie Fashion Plaza.
Ooh.
I would love to have that someday, but having room for it. Just like having room for more of this wish book episode, we're running really close to ending it.
You know who would have want a lot more room in their bags to carry these things? The mailman, again.
The mailman.
Poor Cliff Clavin.
Yeah, we have to put the mailman through so much. This has been a really fun episode. I hope it's been fun for you guys, just listening to what we had to share.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of memories. Mike and I probably could do this for hours.
Easily. And this is what we would do as a kid with, our siblings or our family or whatever, and they would either write down or me, I would actually write down an actual list and say, on page such and such and this and that, and I sometimes got what I wanted. But that's okay. I had fun looking for the toys.
So we hope to see you next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel with your co-host, The Bro Show, and
Retro Rose.
Here on WXPM 98.5 The Phoenix.
That's
for
this
Retro Talk.
Retro Talk. See you next week.
Comes sponsor RetroTalk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
RetroTalk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.